This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, welcome. Hi, Jody. It is so hot today.
Oh, let me tell you how hot it is. It is so hot. I was driving down Dodge Street. True story. Mm-hmm. Driving down Dodge Street, my window was open. Granted, it was hot, but I was just needing some fresh air. All of a sudden, a bird flew in my window. I thought, where's Alfred Hitchcock? Either A, I'm getting punked, or Alfred Hitchcock was in my backseat filming. Honest to God. So, you know, and the bird was looking for some air conditioning.
It
needed some relief.
That's a smart bird.
It flew in and flew out. Fortunately, it didn't touch me or leave anything behind. I know that we did something fun. I'd love for you to share with our listeners. Oh, my gosh.
We went last weekend to the Film Streams Gala at Holland Center with special guest Jane Fonda.
Who is stunning.
Unbelievable. She's 74. She's beautiful. I was lucky enough to go to the pre-party, Jody, so I got to talk to her. She was so warm and gracious. She spoke with everyone. There were about 50 people there. Everyone so got great. To take their photo with her and speak to her. And we talked about her exercise videos, which I love to talk about.
Yeah, do you think she was upset that I showed up in my leotard and leg warmers? I don't know. I hope not.
You looked really cute,
It was an homage to Jane.
By the way, she's got a new video out for older women.
That's right.
Isn't that wonderful?
You know, she really has embraced that. She's embraced her age. And, you know, she talked about that as well, about how at her age of 74, she really wants to either put out a television show, television series, a movie, something that depicts the next phase in her life, which is where she is today.
Totally.
Oh, and, you know, she was so, you know, we should tell our listeners how she was so gracious and so thrilled to be back in Omaha. And so emotional.
Oh, so those Omaha ties with her dad and the Omaha Community
Playhouse.
Yeah,
she kept tearing up.
Oh, yeah. And it was, she visited the Playhouse last weekend, too.
Yeah.
And she was crying. And because she was in Country Girl in 1955 with Henry Fonda, with her dad. And Elaine Jubenis was in that, too.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And
Elaine, who's a local actress for many, many years.
Wonderful actress.
She talked in the interview where Alexander Payne, I thought, did a really, really nice job. Didn't he do an outstanding job? But she was so, I think, she felt so humbled. And she really talked about her film making, her producing Coming Home and directing, writing that movie.
Clute,
which is
they
another
shoot
one.
Horses,
she
don't
loved,
they?
She loved Monster-in-Law. You know, when they asked her who she kept in touch with.
J-Lo.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. She said Wanda Sykes. She said, I babysit her kids. She talked about Sally Field was her best friend. Still is her best friend.
Right.
Vanessa Redgrave.
Vanessa Redgrave, too.
Yeah, so she does keep close ties. Mm-hmm. But the big surprise of the night, of course, we were all expecting Jane Fonda. But when Alexander Payne was introduced, he came out on stage and he talked about the 5 years and how it's been such a great journey with Film Streams and being on the board of directors, how important it is for him as well as for our community. And he, of course, praised Rachel Jacobson and the job that she has done for Film Streams. He spoke about the very first show that he did. So Alexander has interviewed...
Well, Soderbergh was last year.
Steven Soderbergh.
Winger.
Deborah Winger, that's
and
right.
And then we had a surprise guest.
Right.
We had an SG, as my son says. We had Laura Dern. She surprised us.
So Laura Dern came out. He said, you know, and our very first guest that we interviewed was Laura Dern. He said, why don't I have her come out and tell you about her experience? And then she came out on stage, and the audience was so surprised and delighted.
It was great.
And she was so impressed. You know, she was in Alexander's first movie, Citizen Ruth. So...
Right, filmed in Omaha, right?
And her father, yes. And her father, Bruce Dern, is friendly and has been over the years with Jane Fonda.
And he's going to be in Alexander's new movie Nebraska.
That's right. You know what I found interesting about Jane is not only was she humble, her personality was amazing.
Yeah.
She was funny. She talked about things that she experienced in Omaha, cruising. And then she said, you know, what was the name of that street again? And the audience, of course,
Dodge Street.
What I love
what was
is
the name of the restaurant? Tyners.
Yeah, everyone remembered. And then she talked about her first experience with chiggers in Omaha. She said that was my first exposure. And then
I couldn't hear what she said.
She said something about, you know, Omaha growing, or when I was in Omaha, I had my first experience with chiggers. And she said, and in that sense, it prepared me for my marriage to Ted Turner.
That was great, who she was married to for a decade, and I don't know how. But anyway, that's another story.
But I think what I really, and it was emotional for me, is when she talked about On Golden Pond and how her dad, Henry Fonda, was unable really to express his emotions with her. And through the movie, that's really how she was able to speak to her dad.
I know.
And he was able to return
And he won an Oscar. And do you remember? He wasn't able to go to the Oscars. She went up and took the Oscar and then didn't go to any parties and went home
and
to
gave
give it,
it
to
him.
He was sick at the time.
Isn't that so wonderful? I love, she did an imitation of Katharine Hepburn,
right,
which was so great. That's right. And she said when she went to her apartment in New York City to, I think she went to review the script, mm-hmm. and she said she rang the doorbell and Catherine opened the apartment door and she said, "I don't like you."
I thought that was great.
Oh my gosh, that Catherine, she's quite a character. But it was truly an enjoyable event. As a matter of fact, Film Streams raised over $226,000 in this event, which is just so wonderful. And Jane left us with a feeling of, you know, she has, I think, finally found herself. Through the years, she may have always thought she found herself. Mm-hmm. But what she shared with the audience is she has found her voice through her latter part of her life. That, you know, she always used to speak in a high tone. And now that voice has lowered because she's more confident. And
right.
she's sure of herself and she is kind of a coming of ages, right?
Yes.
She really feels,
and she seems so strong to me, yet she was intimidated by her dad.
Very much
Henry.
Intimidated.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was interesting to me.
Well, she was wonderful. The event was wonderful. It was so much fun to go with you, Karen.
Oh,
and
it was great.
I
and
was
Jody
thrilled.
In her leotards, there's nothing
yeah,
like it.
Fabulous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look
it
for
was,
that. I'm sure
was
there'll
so
be
much
a YouTube.
Fun.
That's right. That's great.
We look forward to next year's Film Streams Gala. But Alexander really knows how to pick some great guests. Speaking of guests, today we have on Billy McGuigan, the cast of Beehive, and Andy Greenberg.
We'll be right back with Celebrity Beat.
Need a reliable family car or a vehicle for that student heading off to college in the fall? Then get to Cars on the Money. At Cars on the Money, what you'll find is a great selection of quality cars. They can handle the very best of credit to the very worst of credit with an APR starting at 3.99 for qualified customers. You see, Cars on the Money isn't a buy here, pay here store. They sell reliable, pre-inspected, low-mileage vehicles. They even offer warranties. Write this number down, 402-210-8700. That's 402-210-8700. Good credit, bad credit, no credit. Call Cars on the Money today. Hey, if you need a car now, call now. 402-210-8700. That's 402-210-8700. Cars on the Money, 96th and Mockingbird. They can change your life.
This Thursday through Saturday, special lenders will be on hand. If you're employed and make $800 or more per month, you can be approved for an auto loan of $10,000 to $25,000. Call today to get your paperwork started. 402-210-8700.
A penny saved, a dollar stretched. However you measure your hard-earned money, you'll find great value at Midas. From advanced engine diagnostics and major repairs to oil changes, brakes and tires, trust the experts at Midas to give you more, with service options that respect you and your budget, all under one convenient roof. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Most vehicles at participating Midas.
The Make Room for Savings event is going on now at the Home Depot with our best values of the summer for any project and every room. Like 10% off all appliances of $397 or more. That could make a lot more features than you thought possible, possible. So make the trip to the Home Depot and make room for savings. Going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Offer valid through August 8th while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
Omaha's non-for-profit cinema, Film Streams Ruth Sokoloff Theater, is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Located at the corner of 14th and Mike Fahey Streets in North Downtown Omaha, Film Streams Ruth Sokoloff Theater features the best new American independents, foreign films, and documentaries, as well as a year-round repertory program of classics from throughout the history of cinema. Visit filmstreams.org for daily showtimes and film information. Experience one of the year's most acclaimed films, Beast of the Southern Wild, hailed by the New York Times as a blast of sheer and probable joy. And one of the best movies to screen at the Sundance Film Festival in decades. Check out The Moonrise Kingdom, the latest comedy from Wes Anderson, director of Rushmore and The Royal Tenenbaums, starring Bill Murray, Bruce Willis, Edward Norton, Tilda Swinton, and Frances McDormand. See Jane Fonda's Oscar-nominated performance in Julia, Joel McCrae, and Veronica Lake in Sullivan's Travels, and Gene Kelly's Singing and Dancing in American from Paris. All showing now at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. For more information and showtimes, visit filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
It's time for Celebrity Beat. We're saddened to learn about the passing of Sherman Hemsley.
So
he was best
funny.
Known, do you remember him? He was best known for his role as George Jefferson.
On All in the Family. And the Jeffersons,
the Jeffersons, right?
Right.
Yeah. Did he play George Jefferson on All in the
Family?
Yes,
that's how he got his start. And then it was a spinoff.
Oh, okay. And that's how it happened.
It was Archie Bunker's reaction to him.
Okay. And he was young, wasn't he, Karen? How old
was he? Yeah, he was only 74 when he died.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so sad.
That's too bad. Let's go on to
pop divaism.
And happier news. Yeah. That's right.
American Idol.
I understand. Mariah Carey signed a contract. What is it? Either 17 million or 12 million? I don't know.
It's what we get here at the station.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the differential. We get the 5 million swing that they're talking about. That's right. That's right. So she is going to replace Jennifer Lopez?
Amazing, huh?
Okay, so
there's
Jennifer
Lopez.
She's
not busy enough with twins.
I know. So she's replacing Jennifer Lopez and...
And I don't know who's replacing Steven Tyler.
Okay, so that position is still open.
It is, but Aretha Franklin still wants something.
Oh, wouldn't she be great?
Yeah, she
wants respect is what she wants. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. We have great respect for our next guest, Billy McWiggin.
If you've tried all those crazy diets and you still haven't lost weight, give us 4 weeks, and high-tech weight loss will take off amazing weight safely and permanently. How much weight? Our average patient loses 30 pounds in 4 weeks. Some have lost as much as 50 pounds in 4 weeks. 4 weeks. This is no gimmick. We've been in Omaha for 8 years, and we're rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Our doctors, nurse practitioners, and counselors will map out a program for you that takes off 30, 40, even 50 pounds amazingly fast. It's the real deal. High-tech weight loss. Call now for your free consultation. 402-453-LOSE. That's 402-453-5673. Or visit us on the web at hightechweightloss.com. This time, you'll lose the weight, and you'll lose it fast with high-tech weight loss. Safe, fast, permanent. Call 453-LOSE. Evening and Saturday appointments available.
So, Josh, have you thought about a career after high school? Josh, would you please stop texting?
Absolutely, dude.
And get your feet off my desk. So what are you leaning towards?
I was thinking of becoming a rock star.
A rock star?
Oh, yeah, dude. They get to sleep late, and they're really rich, and they get tons of hot girls.
Well, you know, Josh, I happen to have OmahaHelpWanted.com up on my computer. And I don't see any job openings for rock star.
Anything under heavy metal hair bands or awesome bass players?
Gee, no. But I do see jobs in sales, nursing, truck driving, plumbing, carpentry, lots of jobs for electricians.
But hot babes dig rock stars, dude.
Do hot babes dig unemployed losers who live in their parents' basements?
I don't know, dude. Do they?
Actually, they do.
Dude.
Please stop calling me dude.
Sorry, bro.
Whether you're an accountant, a truck driver, a carpenter, or a plumber, find the job you're looking for at OmahaHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Omaha's non-for-profit cinema, FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Located at the corner of 14th and Mike Fahey Streets in North Downtown Omaha, FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater features the best new American independents, foreign films, and documentaries, as well as a year-round repertory program of classics from throughout the history of cinema. Visit FilmStreams.org for daily showtimes and film information. Experience one of the year's most acclaimed films, Beast of the Southern Wild, hailed by the New York Times is a blast of sheer and probable joy and one of the best movies to screen at the Sundance Film Festival in decades. Check out The Moonrise Kingdom, the latest comedy from Wes Anderson, director of Rushmore and The Royal Tenenbaums, starring Bill Murray, Bruce Willis, Edward Norton, Tilda Swinton, and Frances McDormand. See Jane Fonda's Oscar-nominated performance in Julia, Joel McCrae, and Veronica Lake in Sullivan's Travels, and Gene Kelly's Singing and Dancing in American from Paris, all showing now at FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. For more information and showtimes, visit FilmStreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
We're continuing our interview today with singer, musician, actor, and Omahan Billy McWiggin.
How did you start into this business? Because really, did you just pick up a guitar and say, I want to sing?
No, I went to college to be an actor. I had a theater scholarship at Northwest Missouri State.
Great school.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I went, lasted a year, and dropped my theater scholarship at the semester.
It's a great school for a year. It's the best school you'll go to for a year. That's right.
And then I came back after that. I was sort of disheartened because in high school, I went to Bellevue East. Kent Hanum was my drama teacher. We did huge musicals, like 100 people.
Did you star? Were you always a star?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
As from 10th grade on, so 10th, 11th, 12th grade, I did the play and the musical, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be on Saturday Night Live. That's what I wanted to do. And John Morrissey, who was a good friend of mine, he'd done a lot of acting around town. I met him, and he said, let's do some improv. So I was like, yeah, I started this improv group. teen improv, we were called. We were at Noodles Comedy Club. That's right. We provided an alternative. Yeah, we're dropping the old names tonight.
I mean
tonight.
You're like, this is old school.
I've been around for a while.
I mean it. Yeah,
you look so young.
Well, thank you.
Billy told me he was... Can I say how old you are?
Absolutely.
Billy told me he was 37. He really looks about 27. And like Michael J. Fox, who's adorable.
Well, thank you. He was actually my claim to fame in college. I could do a mean Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
But now nobody gets
it. I think your hair is better than Michael J.
Well,
Fox.
Thank
you. You got some good hair. What's the hair product we're using, Billy?
That is American Crew.
Perfect. Would that be the mint?
That's the cleaning supply.
Oh, the cleaning supply.
But
you're using
the paste.
Oh, the molding paste. There's nothing finer. That's great. I digress. Back to where we were.
So anyway, I started doing community theater, and lucky for me, I came back from college, and I was a replacement in the Charles Jones musical at the Omaha Playhouse, Sweet Charity. I came in as a dance replacement, which don't ask me why, but it was Jim Boggess's first show at the Playhouse. It was the only show I ever did at the Playhouse. I auditioned for a few other plays, did some community theater, started a cover band. But luckily, Jim Boggess remembered me, and that's how I was cast in the Buddy Holly story.
He's great.
He's the best,
Jim,
and I owe my career to him, because he made the phone call to me and said, hey, do you think you can play Buddy Holly? And I was like, yeah. Luckily, I was right.
Do you like channel Buddy Holly? I mean, do you ever,
Early on, I used to think that.
Okay.
But that's a good question. I don't know how it happened. I watched this. There was a documentary about Buddy Holly called The Real Buddy Holly Story. I watched it every day for about 3 months preparing for the role. Mm-hmm. Listened to all his music every day, 4 hours a day. And something came out. Now, is it Buddy Holly? Could you watch a film of Buddy Holly and then put me right next to it and go, oh, man, that is identical? No. I just feel like I tried to capture that excitement in his music. And,
captured his essence.
That's what I tried to do more than anything, because I think a real impersonation could be kind of cheesy.
I don't think it would be doing him justice if you wanted to be spot on. You still have to have yourself.
You don't
want to lose yourself. And that's what's allowing you to obviously continue through, doing the 10 years of the show that you're doing with Ray Vaughn and your Yesterday and Today, is that you're still yourself doing these shows and paying homage, but yet people...
I think people respond to that.
And they do.
And I think they appreciate it,
because
we've seen, we travel all over the country and have competition. There are other Buddy Holly shows, obviously a million other Beatles shows. And you see these guys and they think they're Buddy Holly. They will talk to you, refer to me as, I'm like, are you kidding me? And I just never did that. It was always, I could put the glasses on and,
Right.
That's why you're more real.
Thank you.
And
I think it's more genuine. People see how much fun I truly am having.
Oh my gosh. Are you exhausted after performing? I was exhausted after watching.
When I started doing it at 27, I wasn't exhausted. Now,
no.
10 years later, it whips my rear end. And I really had to get in shape to do it again for that.
Really? Well, you put everything. You put 150% into it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And about 10 pounds of sweat per show.
That's great. Maybe that's what I'll do, to lose 10 pounds. I can just do a Buddy Holly show.
Absolutely. You know what? I hear there's an opening.
Let's do it. Really. Let's do it. Karen and Jody do the Buddy Holly show. We'll do the review. That's right. We'll call it Crave On.
Crave On.
Crave On.
Okay, how's that? That's perfect. I don't know if
version.
But we have to have really good hair to kind of compete. American Crew. We'll see if we can get maybe the female version of American Crew. I don't know if they have it, but something
they do, but we'll work on it.
Something we could start.
One thing that I really enjoyed reading about you was who your inspiration is.
Yes.
If you could tell us, Billy.
Absolutely. My dad was a huge inspiration to me. In fact, the reason I picked up a guitar was because of him. He was a military guy, and that's how we moved to Omaha. He was in the Air Force. And I remember when I was in fifth grade, and we always had music in the house. And we lived in Germany when I was like in my second grade. And that seems like nothing, but we lived off base and only had German TV. So we didn't watch any TV for 2 years. And all we did was listen to records.
That's why he's so talented.
Oh, it's a great experience.
It was an awesome thing. I mean, I remember my dad bringing home the Paul McCartney Tug of War album. And it was like, all right, this is your first new Paul McCartney album, Billy. Listen
vinyl.
To this. And I would listen to it, and they would make fun of me singing, these songs. they'd act like they could hear it in the background, and there I am just, Tug of War, yeah! But he went to Korea in fifth grade. I was just telling my daughter, Courtney, about this. She says, Dad, how did you learn to play the guitar? And my dad went to Korea. He had this nice guitar that he always kept under the bed, and you couldn't play it if he wasn't there. Things like that. And, he went to Korea for a year, and I missed him just like 3 months missed him terribly one day. So I snuck into the room, grabbed the guitar, just started teaching myself how to play. I got out the Beatle books that had, I remember they were like for beginners. So it was like finger one here, finger two here. And I would start, please,
please me. You
taught
yourself how to play.
Taught myself how to play. And when he came back, I was like, Dad. And I played like four songs for him. And that was...
That's impressive.
That's how it started. Uh-huh. So he passed away when I was 21. So he was 42 of leukemia. I just remember being devastated, obviously. I mean, it was... I was just starting out. That relationship between father and son had changed from to like friends. And
right.
And you're the oldest.
I'm the oldest, mm-hmm. right? So... you know, it was my mom said, what are you going to do? You have to play something at his funeral. And I was like, So I just sat down and with my brothers, we sat down and did Let It Be.
Oh,
and it just, it was the great. Hardest. It's
tearing up
yeah,
here.
I mean, it was completely, but
what an honor.
It was an
to
honor. And
that.
It just, it was like a hug, you know,
absolutely.
We played that song. And that's the beautiful thing about yesterday and today is that I look over and I see my brothers as they were like,
Little kids, you know, brothers.
And see my dad in the back somewhere just watching us going, Billy, if you're going to do Paul, you have to do this. And I wouldn't be in music if it weren't for him.
Right.
And he also never, you know, he wanted me to be a football player. But when I said, you know, I'm going to be in the play, I'm going to do these things. He was there with the video camera,
aww.
Chewing
supportive.
His gum,
yeah.
loving it, every second
right.
of it. So,
your music keeps you connected to your dad.
Absolutely.
Which
that's
is
just that's why I love
a
it.
Blessing.
Absolutely.
And you're blessing all of us with your great music.
Oh, that's so kind of you.
Where can they find the CD, Billy?
You can get the CD on my website, billymcguigan.com. That's MCGUIGAN.com.
Great. And the CD again is Billy as Billy. Where can they catch Yesterday and Today?
Well, we're actually playing, we'll be back in December at the Omaha Community Playhouse, as we do every December. For as long as they'll have me back.
Jody, you and I are going.
We are there.
Yeah.
We
I think tickets go on sale, I think, in September, and they
all
do
right.
tend to
and
sell out.
And they sell out.
Yep.
Okay.
So
okay.
Well, look for
I
us.
Promise you, it'll be unlike any Beatles show you've ever seen.
Perfect. Look for us front and center.
Right.
Done and done.
Perfect. Thanks, Billy. We
Thank
so
you
appreciate
guys.
You sharing your
Thanks.
Day with us.
It was great. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Billy, so much. And we will leave you with another song of Billy's on his Rave On CD. It is number 3 called what, Billy?
Words of Love.
All right. Buddy Holly song. Here you go.
And tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Mm-hmm. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you. Darling, when you're near, mm-hmm. Words of love you whisper soft and true.
We'll be right back with the cast of Beehive.
It's so hot. It feels like the sun is right across the street. Not exactly a good time for the air conditioning in your car. To shuffle off its mortal coil and go and join the choir invisible. Now you can do one of two things. Melt like a snow cone into the seat of your car. Or drive it to Midwest Radiator. Wait, what? Midwest Radiator? For air conditioning? Yeah, Midwest Radiator. Midwest Radiator can recharge, repair, rebuild, or replace air conditioning units in your car, van, truck, or SUV. Not only that, they guarantee both parts and labor. Nobody in the market does that. For more than three decades, folks have relied on Midwest Radiator to maintain the cooling system for their vehicle's engine. Isn't it nice to know they can maintain the cooling system for the vehicle's driver and passengers, too? Click MidwestRadiator.net or call 402-393-1293 to talk with someone who can help you keep your cool.
The super-handling all-wheel drive 2012 Acura MDX is loaded with standard features. Leather-trimmed interior with seven passenger seating, driver and passengers heated power-adjustable seats, tri-zone front and rear synchronized automatic climate control, electronic tilt and telescopic steering column, power moonroof with the tilt feature, Acura's 253-watt premium sound system, a 300-horsepower 3.7-liter VTEC V6 engine, and more. For a limited time, you could lease a new 2012 Acura MDX for just $399 a month for 36 months from Acura of Omaha. Just $399 a month for a loaded 2012 Acura MDX. There's a great selection to choose from right now at Acura of Omaha. 4211 South 144th Street. Open 24-7 at AcuraofOmaha.com. Model number YD2H2CJNW. 10,000 miles per year. Tax and license not included. $3,900 down. First payment and acquisition fee required. Residual $24,598.
Omaha's non-for-profit cinema, FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Located at the corner of 14th and Mike Fahey Streets in north downtown Omaha, FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater features the best new American independents, foreign films, and documentaries, as well as a year-round repertory program of classics from throughout the history of cinema. Visit filmstreams.org for daily showtimes and film information. Experience one of the year's most acclaimed films, Beast of the Southern Wild, hailed by the New York Times as a blast of sheer and probable joy. And one of the best movies to screen at the Sundance Film Festival in decades. Check out The Moonrise Kingdom, the latest comedy from Wes Anderson, director of Rushmore and The Royal Tenenbaums, starring Bill Murray, Bruce Willis, Edward Norton, Tilda Swinton, and Frances McDormand. See Jane Fonda's Oscar-nominated performance in Julia, Joel McCrae, and Veronica Lake in Sullivan's Travels, and Gene Kelly's Singing and Dancing in American from Paris. All showing now at FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. For more information and showtimes, visit filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back to the show. We are so excited. We're joined today by the cast of Beehive.
Woohoo!
Yay,
Beehive!
We're here with the lovely, lovely ladies. Let me introduce you, and please say hello. Donna Ball.
Hello.
Sue Bouton is not with us. Jenny Herman.
Hey, everybody.
Jean Peterson.
Hello out there.
Kathy Tyree.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Tiffany White Welchin.
Tiffany, Tiffany, Bo Biffney, Banana, Banana, Bo Biffney.
That's great. So the dating game just starts right now. That's right.
Yes, it does.
And if I could explain to all of you, they're absolutely beautiful. We are so thrilled to have you in the studio. You know, people probably will not believe this, but 20 years has passed since Beehive was first produced in Omaha.
Yes.
Does anybody remember their first show? Because I can tell you right now, I was at probably maybe their second or third show at the Howard Street Tavern.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Back in the day. So you're celebrating a 20-year reunion.
Back in the day.
Yeah. I can't believe we're still here.
But you are. And what's wonderful is that most of the same cast members are still together.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
That is.
You have remained close friends for these 20 years, correct?
Yes.
Extremely close.
Baby showers, yes. Weddings.
I mean, it's like
everything.
A true sisterhood.
Right. Oh, it's like the sisterhood of the traveling beehive, which is great.
Absolutely.
What about? Well, and also, I think we were talking earlier about the chemistry that you all have. You can see it, you can feel it, you can taste it. And that extends beyond the stage, which it shows on the stage. But again, you're talking about, you know, baby showers and weddings and singing at each other's weddings. You know, I think that's something that people don't understand, maybe the male population, that women have such a bond that is really hard to break. I just celebrated my 50th birthday with friends from grade school, junior high, high school, and college.
Wow.
Especially in Omaha,
that's
Jody.
Awesome.
Omaha is very much like
absolutely.
That.
So it's great that you bring this on stage. And I'll tell you, your show left such an impression on me. I was singing Janis Joplin tunes and Aretha Franklin tunes. And, you know, here I was singing R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And that's nobody had any respect for me when I was singing it. So tell us about the 20-year reunion and where it's going to be at and when it starts. We're thrilled to hear.
Well, it's going to be at the Waiting Room in Benson, 6212 Maple Street. We open on August 11th at 2 o'clock. We're going to be doing seven, hopefully eight shows that weekend. And it's just going to be awesome. We just started rehearsals last week, and we cannot believe how cohesive we are after only, what, 3 rehearsals?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, it's starting to gel. It's starting to remind us. It's starting to it's blowing our mind because, quite honestly, I didn't think my knees or my hips could still do this, but... Right. But I can.
Yes, you can.
This is Beehive the Cocoon Edition.
So the
first show ran for 11 months. Is that right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. And so how many songs did you actually perform in those shows?
Ooh. Oh,
so in one night, was there 10, 20?
Well, there's close to 40 songs in the show.
Oh, my gosh.
And when we first started doing Beehive, we were doing 2 shows on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yes.
And it was so hard. I mean, the show is so physical that, I mean, to sing almost 40 songs once is tough.
That's great.
But, yeah, we did it twice. And after a while, when we started selling and stuff, then we could cut back on that matinee and just do one show a day. But, yeah, it's very physically and vocally demanding. But it is so rewarding.
Yes.
Jenny, do you all sing? Do you all have solos in the performance?
Yes.
Multiple solos.
Yeah.
We all have.
And how about clothes? Change clothes also a lot of times?
Yes. And we probably have 40 wigs.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Okay, that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, just the costume changes and the wigs, and, I mean, that really makes it even more fun. What is, each one of you, what would be your favorite song that you perform?
My favorite song. I like.
That you just can't get enough of.
Tiffany, my favorite song is one of your songs.
What is that?
It's the Tina Turner.
Oh, okay.
My favorite is when we all get to sing together at the beginning. We have several songs at the beginning when we're all together. And so we're all on stage and we're all singing and we're all harmonizing. And it's just... We just love it because we're a family and we get to be a family on stage. Yeah.
And we're going to have the pleasure of hearing you all sing together, too.
We were rehearsing last week and we were going through all the songs for the first time in years. And we sang One Fine Day and I said out loud, you guys, that's Beehive for me. It's like Donna sings it and we just come in with these very interesting harmonies that were so familiar. And it was just that blend happened. And I looked around the room, I'm like, you guys, this is Beehive for me.
That's the show, so it defines the show.
And it's done.
Yes. You know what, I was going to say, that's my favorite song, One Fine Day.
Mm-hmm. It's so
the choreography
beautiful.
Is cool, too.
Donna. Let's hear it. Let's hear a little lick.
Yeah. Uh-oh, go ahead, Donna.
One fine day, you'll look at me, and you will know our love was meant to be. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl.
Shooby dooby 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 doo wop wop wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And anytime you need us to be backup singers.
We love applause.
Uh-huh. That's right.
I would always remember Natural Woman. Who sings that?
Kathy.
Oh, nice. I can't wait to hear that.
I know. I think I just want to hear, like, maybe just a few bars. Come on, Kathy. You can do it.
Looking out into the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And at the thought, I had to face another day.
Wow.
Lord, it made me feel so tired.
Yeah. I am telling you.
Go, Kathy.
I have goosebumps on my beehives. You guys, seriously. Seriously. It's just amazing. And after all these years, you sound just like the first time I saw you guys. I am just so, so beyond. It's just terrific.
It's going to be such a great show. Tell us when again and how people can get tickets.
For tickets, you just call 402-706-0778. And the show is August 11th, 12th, and 19th. At 2:00 and 6:00 at the waiting room.
Right, on 62nd and Maple. Is that right? 6212 Maple.
Yes, yes.
And how do people, when will tickets go on sale?
Tickets are selling now.
Oh, my gosh.
Hurry up and get them.
We're going to Beehive. You'll see us in the first row. And the waiting room would hold how many people? Because I don't think people...
I think it seats about 150 to 170.
Oh, that's a good crowd. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because the Howard Street...
That would be 180.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're hoping that you sell out after this show.
And it's our understanding that like two of the shows are getting close to sold out.
Oh, then we're going to jump on.
We have to call today. We'll call after the show.
And can we give a shout out to our director and producer?
Please, absolutely. Is it Gordon Cantiello?
None of us would be here.
That's right.
If it wasn't for him.
That's right.
So we just want to say we love you, Gordon.
We love
Thank you,
Gordon.
Mr. C.
I have a question. Were you surprised when he called you up after all these years and wanted to do it again?
Well, we talk to him, you know, periodically, and it's something that we've all been talking about off and on. And then it was like, he said, let's do it. We said, let's do it. And let's do the reunion piece. But I'm telling you, in the rehearsals, we're doing it.
I mean, yes.
You know, I think
we're working it out.
With another extra 20 pounds, we're still.
Listen.
A little Bengay rub on our knees, but we're working it out.
That's all right. A pound, Tiffany, a pound a year. That's okay. Right. Think
yes,
about it.
It is.
I mean, in honor of your 20-year reunion, I would do the same. I mean, I did that on my 30-year high school reunion. I thought, well, I'll gain 30 pounds just for my 30-year. What the heck? I think that is just terrific. And think about this. You all, when you started, none of you were married. Is that right?
No. Nope.
And no now married, children. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Divorced, married, mm-hmm. children.
Yep.
Some children. What? College?
Actually, my daughter's going to college. And then we have Donna's daughter who's in college.
Yep. Oh, my.
My daughter's almost 22.
Our kids go from 22 all the way down to 6.
Oh, that is so great. Maybe they will do, like, the Beehive, the next generation.
Oh,
wouldn't that be fun?
Well, my daughter, she hates to sing in front of me.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Who will not sing in front of people.
They can, right. That's, well, if they're boys, maybe they can do, like, Behave.
Behave.
I don't know.
Let's hope so.
We'll come up with something. Oh, we are so, so happy that you came here and wish you nothing but luck. Go for 180. That's the number we're looking for to sell out.
That's right.
And again,
that's
the phone number for tickets is 402-706-0778. Call as soon as you hear this, because it sounds like it's going to sell out, and your voices are just beautiful.
And we're
going to
hear one more song from Beehive with this wonderful cast.
Wonderful.
Woo.
Sweeter than sugar.
Ooh.
Kisses like wine.
Your kiss like wine.
Don't let him under your skin, cause you'll never win.
No, you never win.
Don't give him love today. Tomorrow he's on his way, cause he's a sweet talking guy.
Sweet talking guy.
But he's my kind of guy.
Sweet talking guy.
And that was lead vocalist Tiffany White Welchen from the cast of Beehive. And now here's Tiffany singing a song of mine, It's Been a Long Journey Home.
And we'll be right back with Andy Greenberg.
It's been a long journey home, no longer facing the unknown, because God rested his hands on me. You finally sung your last song. No time to say so long. This curtain call we couldn't foresee. You soar beyond and show us we can do anything. But still you shed your loving arms, showing the world what you could be.
cherish your memory. We know we'll see you again. You're in our hearts until then, and we're at peace knowing you are free. You finally found your way back home.
Here's the thing. When someone tells you that you should use a certain product or a service, you have a healthy bit of skepticism. And that's a good thing. You don't want to pay too much for too little, which is precisely why Myers Automotive Service isn't going to ask you to trust them with your vehicle repair and maintenance. They will, however, ask you to trust their customers.
Hi, I'm Amy Reed, and I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. My sister recommended Meyer Automotive. He is fair and honest, and he helps get my clunker back on the road. We keep our cars for a lot of years, and because of that, we need work on it a lot. And Dwayne is the type of guy that I didn't even make an appointment, but dropped the car off with the keys, and the next day he had time to look at it and got my car fixed. I think the most important thing that I like about Dwayne is he's honest and reliable, and he gets things done in a reasonable amount of time.
Find out for yourself the next time you need vehicle maintenance or repair. Myers Automotive Service, 90th and L. Take a look at most family photos. There's mom, dad, and all the kids. Guess who else? Yep, the family dog. Most families would feel incomplete without a Bella, a Max, a Buddy, or whatever they call the furry member of the family. That's what Tully's Kennels is all about, matching loving families with loving puppies. You see, Tully's Kennels is owned and operated by a family of dog lovers, and the last thing they want to do is contribute to the overabundance of homeless animals. Every single day, Tully's Kennels works to find a loving home for every single puppy, because that's what dog lovers do. Yet, there are times when the human circumstances don't work out. That's why Tully's Kennels has a 10-day money-back return policy on puppies, followed by a lifetime relocation program that works to find a new family for that dog to call home. Bottom line, Tully's Kennels finds good homes for puppies and dogs every single day. Come see for yourself. Visit Tully's Kennels just east of I-80 and 84th Street at 7777D or at tullysonline.com. That summertime sanctuary, a garden oasis where you enjoy your morning cup of coffee or a midday glass of iced tea. It's occupied your imagination for a while now. Don't you think it's time? Time to make the outdoor haven of your dreams into something a little more real? You can, with the help of Kinghorn Gardens. For a quarter century, the folks at Kinghorn Gardens have created spectacular custom gardens around homes just like yours. So if you see an amazing garden in your mind's eye, Kinghorn Gardens designers and landscapers can literally make it come to life. They work with a diverse palette of plants to design outdoor spaces that are, first and foremost, comfortable, finding opportunities to create pockets of protection from the winds and canopies of shade from the sun. Common sense environmental design that, well, simply isn't all that common. Click KinghornGardens.com for eye-popping photos and informative blogs. You'll also find them on Facebook. See for yourself why homeowners and businesses alike are telling others about Kinghorn Gardens. Kinghorn Gardens, creating beautiful experiences.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, Jody. I had to ask you something. Have you ever seen America's Got Talent?
I love that show.
Isn't it great?
Oh, the acts are just great.
It's so funny. And you know what? We're going to have a Nebraska's Got Talent.
Oh, that's great.
Can you believe it?
And in Omaha?
In Omaha. And we have with us today the co-producer and the MC of Nebraska's Got Talent, Mr. Andy Greenberg. Hi, Andy.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Welcome, Andy.
You know, we actually auditioned the judges from America's Got Talent to be our judges, and they failed.
Oh, and they failed, but yet...
They really did. They,
I didn't audition.
Well, I'm saying the ones that are on TV, you are better than they are because you are one of the judges.
Oh, who are the other judges?
You just told me that.
The other judges are Carol Wang from news anchor KMTV, Becky Jelinek, a magazine publisher here in town, as well as Rita Sanders, mayor of Bellevue, and of course, everybody knows Dave Wingert of 101.9 on KOOO, and Jim Mingy, the editor of Shout Magazine. Collectively, these names are a draw. These names, including Karen, with all her musical background, all her talent, are going to be able to judge people.
So really, people are not going to be coming for the talent. They're just coming for the judges.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And that's why Burke High School, with 1,000 seats, are going to be filled to capacity.
Absolutely.
To hear the judges evaluate each and every talent. It'll be fantastic.
When does this occurrence
I
take
knew
place?
You would ask that question. And you better have it on your calendar because you're scheduled for the finals on September 15th.
Okay.
And we are going to have 15 finalists that we're going to draw from the 120 that are going to be doing their auditions on August 25th at Burke High School. And I'll tell you something very interesting. Tickets for the preliminaries are only $5, and every dollar gets donated to Together Omaha, which is Omaha's premier relief agency and prevention of homelessness.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Whose idea was that?
Well, that was James Wagner's idea, and James is also the owner of a company called Performers USA. And we're doing this to benefit Together Omaha. But here's something you probably don't know. 18,000 people per year right here in Omaha go to Together Omaha to get prevention relief from homelessness. Oh, that's an amazing
great
number.
Cause.
It really
what a
is.
Great cause.
It really
so they're
is.
Really helping those mm-hmm. folks.
Absolutely.
And especially look at the weather outside and you think of the homeless. Mm. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yes. And that's why on August 25th, everybody that's listening right now has two opportunities. Number one, to be there and spend that $5 and see you, Karen, as well as all the other judges.
That is so worth it.
Yeah, no
I
question
would pay,
of that.
I would pay $6.
$6.
I mean, six.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
We'll sell you the ticket for six. And with that being said, this is the prizes people will be able to win. The winner gets $600.
Oh, terrific.
In addition to that, the second place winner gets $300, and a third place winner gets $200.
And
Burke High School is also being sponsored by Certified Transmissions, who is actually sponsoring that venue. Now, as an audience member, people will also be able to get prizes from Omaha Steaks. They will also get prizes from Midwest Woodworking, from Organa Coffee, and many, many, many others, all to benefit Nebraska's Got Talent and Together Omaha.
That's
wonderful.
Great.
Andy, what talent, Sandy?
Oh, the
do we
talents?
Need, like, Jody? Can she be a comedian and go there?
You know, we're looking for comedians,
Jody,
and we just
looking.
Happen to be short. And you want to audition right now, Jody?
I just happen to be. I have a convention in Dubuque, Iowa.
You
that
do.
I need to.
On that particular date, you know what? I understand.
Dubuque.
But I want everybody to listen very carefully, because not only will the winner get prizes, they'll be able to perform at Strictly Business Best Dress Soiree to show off their talent. They'll be able to show off in front of all of Omaha at the Fall and Garden Show. And 2 years ago, the winner appeared on the Morning Blend TV show.
All right.
And she was a fantastic singer.
Singer, huh?
So let me ask you, Karen, mm-hmm. what kind of talent are you eager to judge?
Well, of course, singers. Singers,
singers
and dancers.
Singers,
yes.
Dancers, comedians.
Comedians, jugglers.
Absolutely. People that have a musical inclination, that can yeah. play instruments.
Absolutely.
And just blow the place out with beautiful music.
There's so much talent in Omaha.
There really is.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Really come is. Out. You need yeah. to audition
right.
for this.
Yes.
Yeah, which would be wonderful. And Andy, is it just single acts, or you can there will you know there can be doubles, there are brothers and sisters, there could be groups?
There can
how
be
does
groups.
That work?
You can have as many as you want. The stage
okay.
will be ready.
All right. How do they do it?
Exactly. They go to NebraskasGotTalent.com. Write that down.
Okay.
NebraskasGotTalent.com. One more time. NebraskasGotTalent.com. You go onto the website and you register. Now, there's a couple of things which are really interesting. You need to send in a CD or DVD of your act. However, if you don't have one, there is a company called Omaha Trans Video that has agreed to film you and your act at their location on Thursday, August 2nd, between 10 a.m. and 12 a.m., or 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. for free. And they're located at 14925 Industrial Road in Omaha, Nebraska.
They're a great company.
Okay,
I use
so they're 149th?
Yeah, 149th.
Okay. And Omaha Trans Video, they're
yes,
great.
They are, okay. And they're doing this for free, and they are professionals. But you know the history of these talent shows, the people who come in 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th are usually discovered also. So even if you
the
don't
Jennifer
win,
Hudsons,
exactly
that's
right.
Right.
Exactly
go.
Right.
Yeah, look at American Idol. Same
mm-hmm.
kind of
totally
right where it's you know the third and fourth place.
Yeah,
those are the ones that
win.
Are making it.
Jennifer
and,
didn't win.
Right, and those that don't win seem to be doing
I
a
know,
lot better
Clay
than
Aiken.
Those. Look at Adam Lambert.
Yeah, you're
that's right.
Right.
That's right.
Said.
You that's know, great. One of the reasons we selected you as a judge.
I think I'm going to hear the answer to this.
You are going to hear the answer because your music resonates
you,
among all everybody, and the music that you
I didn't even pay Andy to say this.
The music. The music that you produce and the singers that you find to go ahead and be the artists on the albums, their music, your music comes from the heart.
Thank
your
you.
Music generates a passion.
So, Andy, they send in a yep. CD or DVD to Nebraska's Got Talent, 663 North 132nd Street.
Right.
And it's Omaha, Nebraska, 68154 with an entry form, or like you talked about, an Omaha Trans Video, which is great, on 149th.
149th.
Mm-hmm. Give us
and
the
industrial.
Dates again,
and industrial
Andy?
The dates are
first audition.
August 25th between the hours of 9 and 3.
At Burke
at
High
Burke,
School.
At Burke High School. Again, that venue is sponsored by Certified Transmissions. And on September 15th, and the Burke High School holds 1,000 people.
That's great. And you said that last year's show, there's prizes for this year's show, right?
Right.
And you also said that the winners will also perform at this year's Fall Home and Garden Expo, which is held at the CenturyLink on October 19th through the 21st.
Correct.
That's a terrific opportunity as well, exposure.
Uh-huh. It really
that's wonderful.
Is. It really
Andy?
Is. And we have 2,000 seats to fill. When we fill those seats, $15,000 will be donated to Together Omaha.
Wonderful organization.
That's great, Andy.
For the
it is.
Homeless
Thank
prevention
you.
In Omaha. This is Andy Greenberg. He is co-producing and emceeing Nebraska's Got Talent. Go for it, everyone.
And be Thank sure to you. Sign up at nebraskasgottalent.com.
Let's close the show with Karen's song for Jane Fonda, I Love to Sweat. You can order it online at itsthebeat.net, or you can buy it at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Join us next week with our special guest, actress, model, and author of My Journey with Farrah, Alana Stewart.
I love to sweat. I love to make my arms go round and round, make my legs jump up and down. Oh, God, I love to sweat. I love to sweat because I want my body to be the best. Others say I'm just obsessed. Oh, please, I don't regret how much I sweat. I don't care how I sweat. It's just the thrill I get. It beats a cigarette to get me high.
So whether I'm riding bikes or lifting weights, I think that sweat rejuvenates. And I'll be fit till I'm 98.
Oh, you can bet I'll be wringing wet every time I sweat. I love to sweat. I love to jog outside for weeks on end, ride bikes with a friend. Oh, how I love to sweat. I love to sweat. I love to pump my heart up more and more. That's what all this jiggling's for. Oh, how I love to sweat. I'm wringing wet. I don't know why it's fun to exercise with everyone. I'm never, ever, ever done. And I'm always sore.
So whether it's rollerblades or skates, I think that sweat rejuvenates. And I'll be fit till I'm 98.
Oh, you can bet I'll be wringing wet every time I sweat. I love to sweat. I always exercise for weeks on end. I can't wait to stretch and bend. Oh, God, bring on the sweat. I love to sweat. Give me a volleyball or tennis game. The same as long as I can sweat and be wringing wet. No matter where I'm down, I'll bet you pound for pound, my sweat will surely astound anyone around. Lady Gaga will think I'm cool, and Michael Phelps will surely drool, cause our sweat's good.
Listening to the Mighty 1290, KOIL, Omaha. The Mighty 1290.